This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. During the pandemic, the federal government provided more than $76 billion, with a B as in billion, dollars to colleges and universities to keep campuses and students going. There's still, by one estimate, about a quarter of it left. And this morning, the Department of Education is announcing new guidance pushing colleges to use the leftover money for mental health care. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes covers education and just spoke with the Secretary of Education. Steph, what'd he tell you?
In the wake of the pandemic, there's enormous demand from students for mental health care, and the Department of Education's providing recommendations for how schools can do that. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona gave me some examples of what schools are spending the money on.
We have the Higher Education Emergency Relief Funds being used to have additional counselors on campus or available to the students, or contracts with health centers or hospitals where students on campus can have access to those counselors paid for by the universities.
The department also said schools can spend money on things like telehealth.
So a quarter of $76 billion is not nothing, but it's a one-time thing, and there's a deadline for schools to spend this. What happens once it's gone?
Yeah. Secretary Cardona says that colleges should think about how to incorporate mental health services into their budgets in the future.
This has to really be baked into how we reimagine our institutions, right? Gone are the days where we're just focusing on the academic needs of our students. We often talk about traditional and non-traditional students. The reality is that our college students are more non-traditional. We need to make sure that our universities are evolving to meet them where they are. And I'm seeing that.
Basically, he's saying that lots of college students are older, they might have kids of their own, they might be working other jobs while in school, and all of that can cause stress, and it's the job of these institutions to provide help so students can learn.
Stephanie, you also asked Cardona about part of his portfolio, if maybe President Biden's administration will cancel student debt. What'd he tell you?
Yeah, he's saying they're talking with the White House about that and conversations are ongoing. In the meantime, he says the department is working to fix broken parts of the student loan system. For example, making sure public servants who've applied to have their loans forgiven actually get relief. That wasn't always happening before.
Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes, thank you.
Thank you, David.